This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Lewis and Clark County deputies are searching north of Helena for a suspect in a Great Falls homicide and two subsequent carjackings. Sheriff Leo Dutton says 26-year-old Brandon Conrad Meismer was believed to be armed with a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol. Police in Great Falls say Meismer is a suspect in the death of a man Sunday night. Sergeant Larry Brooks says Meismer had two men drive him away from the scene, and they apparently ended up in Helena. Dutton says Meismer also is suspected in two carjackings. Lewis and Clark County officers began pursuing Meismer at about 7 a.m. yesterday. The last vehicle he was believed to be in was abandoned near residences in the Hauser Dam area. Meismer is described as 6 feet 3 inches tall, about 205 pounds, and bald. He was wearing a gray sweatshirt and gym shorts. Two helicopters, boats, and officers on foot and on all-terrain vehicles were involved in the search. A 31-year-old woman has pleaded guilty to several charges after a minivan was taken from outside a Billings hardware store with a 3-year-old boy inside. KULR-TV reports Jamie Odessa Roberts pleaded guilty Friday to theft and misdemeanor negligent endangerment. She remained jailed yesterday with her bail set at $40,000. A woman reported she left the van running while making a quick stop at a hardware store on April 14th. When she returned, the vehicle was gone. Two officers soon received a 911 call from a woman who said the van was in Two Moon Park. The child was uninjured. Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park reopened yesterday morning after a section was closed due to snow and wintry conditions on Saturday. The cold temperatures and precipitation were good for containing the fires burning in and near the park, which received over an inch of rain and some snow above 6,000 feet. Fire crews are being demobilized from fires across western Montana, but fire officials say additional smoky conditions remain possible as skies clear starting today and fuels dry out the remaining fires. Crews have started unwrapping the protective material from wilderness cabins and other buildings as the fire threat diminishes. And in two large fire areas in the Bob Marshall Wilderness, sawyers are felling hazard trees and clearing trails in preparation for hunting season. Archery hunting season starts tomorrow. A man accused of shooting two people outside a Northwest Montana bar has changed his plea to guilty. The Daily Interlake reports that 27-year-old Leif Lee pleaded guilty to two amended counts of criminal endangerment for shooting two people outside the Marion bar June 14th. Glacier National Park will soon start transitioning to the change in seasons. The free shuttle transportation service accessing Logan Pass and locations along the Going to the Sun Road has ended. The last day to access Logan Pass by vehicle from the east side of the park will be Sunday, October 4th. A Montana construction company has filed a lawsuit that seeks to have a home built for a disabled Marine sold at a sheriff's auction to pay for what the company says it's owed for work on the project. TCH Builders and Remodelers of Polson also filed a $183,000 lien on Tommy Parker's property. General contractor Elements of Construction has filed a counterclaim against TCH and owner Phil Thalen, alleging he delayed the start of construction and failed to pay his subcontractors despite receiving the money to do so. Georgia-based EOC said it paid TCH nearly $137,000 and had to pay its subcontractors and hire someone else to complete the work. It's seeking at least $90,000 in damages. Massachusetts-based Homes for Our Troops posted a bond to prevent any potential sale of the house. The focus on a toxic mine spill that fouled rivers in three western states is shifting now to Congress, where lawmakers this week kicked off a series of hearings into the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency accident. Leading House and Senate Republicans and EPA officials were frustrating their attempts to investigate the spill. They want documents released explaining how a government cleanup team doing excavation work triggered the release of 3 million gallons of rust-colored sludge from the inactive Gold King mine near Silverton, Colorado. Representative Lamar Smith of Texas suggested the hearings offer the agency a chance to dispel growing suspicions over its actions. Meanwhile, some Democrats are pursuing a proposal for companies to pay for the cleanup of thousands of abandoned mines across the U.S. Thank you very much for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.